We gather in the deep silence of this night, a silence that the Carmelite heart knows is not empty, but teeming with presence. St. Luke begins his narrative not in heaven, but with the cold, hard facts of earthly history. Caesar Augustus issued a decree. The whole world is in motion at the command of a man who calls himself a God and the Savior of the world. Yet, as the great engines of the Roman Empire churn, the true axis of history shifts imperceptibly to a small stable in the Judean hills. There is a profound irony here that Pope Benedict XVI often highlighted. The emperor dominates the world, but God enters through the door of the lowly. True glory is not found in the marble of Rome, but in the stable of Bethlehem. When the glory of the Lord finally breaks through, it shines not upon the imperial palace, but around shepherds, the Anawim, terrified by the uncreated light. Yet, the angel offers a sign that seems entirely contradictory to this glory. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. This is the central paradox of Christmas, the sign of God's power in his powerlessness. The sign of the infinite is that he allowed himself to be bound. St. Luke mentions these swaddling clothes twice. For the church fathers, they reveal a threefold mystery, the icon of wisdom. King Solomon wrote, "I was nursed in swaddling clothes, for there is no king who had a different beginning." Jesus is the new Solomon, the true wisdom stripped of earthly gold. The Lamb of God. Shepherds would swaddle a newborn lamb to keep it unblemished for sacrifice. Here lies the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The shadow of the cross. Most poignantly, the swaddling bands point to the linen clothes of the tomb. In the iconographic tradition, the manger is often depicted as a stone coffin. He accepts the binding of human mortality to untie us from the bonds of sin. The shepherds hastened to Bethlehem. They saw the glory in the fields, but in the stable, they saw only the poverty. It requires the eyes of faith to see the glory hidden within the poverty. For us, as we stand at the altar tonight, the mystery remains the same. We do not see flashes of lightning. We see the swaddling clothes of the sacramental species, bread and wine, ordinary elements of the earth. God's glory is safeguarded in humility. If he appeared in the naked power, we would be crushed. Instead, he comes wrapped in the swaddling clothes of humanity, and now in the appearance of bread, so that we might approach him without fear. Tonight, let us not be deceived by the smallness of the sign. The bands that beat the infant Jesus are the very bands that hold the universe together, the bands of love.